We are definitely going to give away some cash and gas in the 8 o'clock hour, and we're going to talk about the paranormal again. We're going to re-hit that.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
But first, we have Brian Bishop waiting in the hallway to come on in here. Get in here, Brian. There he is.
Hey,
have a seat,
Brian.
Man. It's good to see you. Turn on his microphone there.
Long time no see.
You all know him as Bald Brian, probably, from the Adam Carolla show.
That's because my name is Brian.
Yeah. So, I mean, how have you been? I'm actually, when I heard that that you had a brain tumor.
Mm-hmm. And, I have a brain tumor?
Yeah.
Is that what you're telling
me? I hate to break it to you.
Jesus Christ.
My bedside manner, I'm like House.
Right.
I mean, I was super concerned.
How many years ago was that?
I don't know, like, how many people actually come back from something like that.
Yeah. It's not many. And it was right after the station flipped and we all lost our jobs. It was a month later. It was
a month after we all got fired on
right.
a format change. Well, you're having a hell of a month.
Good Lord.
It was my wife had gotten laid off like 5 days prior. So it was quite a confluence
of events. That 2009 was not a good year then.
It was rough.
It was a rough year.
Stupid Barack.
All right, so you find out, how did you figure out that you had a brain tumor?
Well, you know.
What was happening that you were like, gosh, I got to go to the doctor?
Yeah, with the morning show, obviously, you wake up early, and all sorts of weird things happen when you don't sleep enough, and I was getting, like, numbness on my lips and some numbness on my scalp, and then I would go to the gym after, you know, the gym across the street after work every day, and I would work out, and I would just get dizzy, or I wouldn't be able to do my jump rope. I'd be tripping a lot, and I'm like, I got to get some more sleep, or I'm hot, or I'm overheated, or I'm not eating enough, and eventually it got to the point where I was going out with my buddies, and I would have one beer, and they would have one beer, and it was as though I had like three or four beers.
Awesome.
It was fantastic.
In the beginning.
It was a cheap date. Yeah, yeah. Until I was, you know, two beers in, and I was falling all over everybody. Like, we've had like two beers. What's wrong with you?
Wow.
Went to the doctor.
And you probably thought people were roofing you at first. Did you think something like,
what's going on?
They must know I'm Bald Brian. I'm getting roofied.
Best case scenario, I was getting roofied.
Right. What guy didn't love that?
Exactly. And then went to the doctor and a whole bunch of tests later, and they thought I had MS initially, and it turns out it was like, oh, there's bad news and there's bad news.
Oh,
it's not MS, and
did they put you in the big tube that clicks?
MRI. I do that. Actually, I did that literally yesterday. I do that every 3 months now. It's like a checkup.
Yeah. Did you have like surgery where they had to take your skull off?
Unfortunately, my tumor is inoperable. It can't be operated on because it's in the base of my brainstem. And it's just too, as they say, the real estate is a little too valuable out there. They can't cut around it and all that stuff. So chemo and radiation, man, it's just the...
Do you still do rounds of it?
I'm done with the radiation, thank God. Because that'll mess you up. That really, that's what, you know, I don't know if you guys
Mom had breast cancer, had radiation, and they shoot it. I mean, I'm sure it's little different now. She had it 20 years ago or whatever. But she had, her breasts would get like a blister on it.
Yeah.
Because it's burning your skin.
I had to, you know, rub cream on my neck and stuff because it was all blistered. But when it's on your brainstem, I almost lost the entire use of my left side. I was in a wheelchair for a short period of time. I was on a walker for months. You know, it was bad times.
Great parking, though, eh?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Silver lining.
Hey, sunshine.
Well, I mean, you've probably had to find the silver lining. I mean, you...
Otherwise, how do you get through your day?
You're an incredibly funny guy. You work on the Adam Carolla show. Adam's always been a big fan of ours.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
Big supporter
of the Heidi and Frank show. I mean, you have to find the silver lining. I mean, I think I deal with a lot of my own issues or problems in life with trying to make fun of it or something.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you dealt with it, with comedy?
You have to have humor. And, I mean, you know, there's so much about, like, what's the word? The non-traditional treatments and everything. You know,
mm-hmm.
Holistic, I guess, is the thing. But, honestly, if you have... And I know it's so much easier said than done, but if you have at least a shred of a positive outlook, at least, like... If not, I'm going to get through this. I'm going to do the best I can and let the chips fall where they may. I think it really helped me. And so,
sure.
You know.
Oh, well, your blog, I remember when it all happened and you were blogging.
It was my wife's blog.
Your wife's blog. Yeah. That's what it was. I mean, compelling.
I couldn't type, man. I couldn't even use my left hand. But she's
so compelling, taking pictures of the meds.
She was your girlfriend at the time, right?
We're fiancé when I got diagnosed, yeah. She went through with it.
Did you give her the op out?
It was implied. I mean, it was understood as like, listen, if this isn't for you, you know, and she, I don't think she really hesitated. She, you know, we're stupidly in love. And, you know, now we're still, you know, we're divorced now, but didn't work out.
Oh my goodness! I mean,
you mean you're not dead yet.
When right now as you sit here, because I am fascinated by it. How big is your brain tumor? Like, to give people an idea of what's going on inside your head. Do you know?
Fantastic question.
Because they always go, they always give it fruit. Yeah. Like it's a grape. It's a golf ball size or whatever.
Well, the good news is I can answer it sort of in reverse. My tumor, thankfully, because of the radiation and the chemo and this new drug that they put me on that was only recently approved for a few months when I started it, it shrunk by almost half. So it's big, big news, and they think they've arrested it in time. It'll always be there. You know, it'll never, I can't get it out. It's inoperable.
But it's not causing, you don't have the numb lip. And
I think I'm about 90 to 95% back to where I was. I still have a tiny, if you listen closely, a tiny bit of a slur. My left hand has to work perfectly, but
were you able to learn like Portuguese in 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great?
What was that movie?
Phenomenon. Like, yeah. Were you hoping it's like a phenomenon thing?
Yeah, I was hoping for some X-Men powers or something.
That'd be awesome.
Radiation. Yeah, no,
when you're in the wheelchair, you kind of look like the head guy on X-Men.
Professor X.
Yeah, Professor
Charles
X.
Charles Xavier.
Exactly.
Never question a nerd about X-Men.
I know.
I was like, he'll know.
That's right. I mean, I have no idea what you're talking about. Come on.
All right. So now it's, you don't know what size it is.
I'm going to say it's between a marble and a golf ball. So it's not insignificant. It's just, you know, it's there. And
are you living like you're dying? Like, are you riding bulls? You're skydiving?
Rocky Mountain climbing.
Yeah, right, all those things that Tim McGraw sings about. It's a good question. One of the best things about recovering from a serious illness is that you can worry about normal things. You know what I mean? You can worry about the mailman, you know, or the newspaper delivery man got our, you know, newspaper and the sprinklers and stuff. It's nice to not have to worry about big things. You don't have to worry about living your life like it's your last day.
Yeah, 45 bottles of pills on the counter every morning.
If you're living your life, if you're living every day like it's your last day, that's pretty exhausting. And you want to live a normal life where you worry about, you know, it didn't get to the mailbox on time or whatever those little things are. So
Did you do something like on the bucket list? You're like, well, I've always wanted to do that. I better get that done.
Unfortunately, I started to feel the radiation effects pretty quick and it was pretty much downhill for a long time. But as soon as I was able, and my wife, also keep in mind, is the full-time caregiver. When you're the full-time caregiver, you're as sick as the other person. You can't do anything.
Yeah.
And so as soon as I was able, as soon as I was even a little bit better, we went to Italy for, you know, a lifelong dream. And it was, at the time, it was like, well, this is maybe a very small window where I'm feeling a little better. Let's go. Let's not hesitate. Let's just go. And we did. And it was a fantastic trip.
Wonderful. Were you like saving sperm and stuff just in case, like for babies down the road?
Right before I started radiation, I went to the sperm bank and
as opposed to other guys who just waste it all over the place, you're just here and there, and
down the drain, literally. So I went to the sperm bank, which is a great experience, by the way. I went to the sperm bank and made a couple deposits and started radiation like the next day. Played a nice trick on everyone where they have TVs for videos. You know, they have DVDs, which are, by the way, mostly stolen.
Oh.
But I left the TV on and I turned it all the way up and then turned it off. So the next day I popped on the DVD and have it at max volume.
Well, yeah. See, that's finding humor. And what
you got to find the
humor. Now, you're stopping by because you want to tell us about this. This walk. Did you put together this thing?
No. The National Brain Tumor Society is like a real organization. They're nationwide. They do walks all over the country, and they've never done one in LA. And they're like, we got to have a presence in LA because there's money out there.
Yeah.
And so they scraped the bottom of the barrel, and they asked me to be the first ever chairman for the walk. And I was like, you know, I was so lucky with so many people being so generous, getting us through that, you know, year and a half where we couldn't work and all those things. And I just want to give back. At first opportunity I have to give back, and I'm going to chair this walk, and it's at the end of the month, and it'll be at Exposition Park downtown by the Coliseum. And
how long is the walk?
5K.
I'm out.
What is that, three miles?
I've gained a lot of weight since you probably saw me last time. I don't know if I can make it 3 miles.
Maybe you need to.
You do the walk. We all do it. October 28th, registration's from 9 to 10. The program and activities from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
And you can register now at the website, so you can just sign up. It's at braintumorwalk.org/Los Angeles, or if that's too much, you're driving in your car, just Google L.A. Brain Tumor Walk. It's the first thing that comes up.
Maybe that's something we should do, our first group outing.
That'd be awesome.
To go and support Brian and support the Brain Tumor Society.
Sure. Sign up for Team Bald Brian. We can all walk together.
There we go.
Sounds
Adam going to be there?
Or we can pull you in a wagon.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How's everything going with Adam and you guys?
It's going great. The podcast is good. And doing it every day, and it's
still
going
kicking
really
ass.
Well. Yeah, it's going really well. We're doing a couple live shows in San Francisco coming up the next month, and that's very cool for me because I'm from that area. So nice homecoming, and yeah, man, it's going well.
Adam was doing the morning show, and we were doing middays back at KLSX, and like I said, he's always been a big supporter of the show and a good friend. I mean, here's an example of a clip that we have from Adam saying something about our program.
Here it is.
Some other disrespectful dicks called Heidi and Frank. I'm sure those kids will land on their feet. I mean, when you're blessed with that kind of talent, well, then the world's your oyster.
So tell him hi for us.
We landed on our feet.
Are you sure he wasn't talking about some other Heidi and Frank?
Yeah, it's those other guys. We're too sensitive. No, we got to take a break. Thank you so much, Brian, for coming in. Go to braintumorwalk.org/Los Angeles and sign up for that walk on October 28th. It's for a good cause, as George Thorogood would say.
Yes.
Thank you so much,
Great
man.
To see you guys.
Good to see you too, Brian.
We'll be right back. We are Heidi and Frank.
Oh, that was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety, on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.